Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu seNazaretha ubingelelwa imusizo wakwaZuma futhi la sikhuluma ngengqekithi yokukholwa. We are talking about the armor of God. Last week besithi ulizwi ngubani na, or who is the word, because the word is not just the Bible that is written, but it is actually a person. And this Bible that is written, it is a manifestation or it is an expression of who this person is. And we found ukuthi uJesu Kristu ungulizwi noma futhi uyizwi likaNkulunkulu, ungulizwi bese uyizwi likaNkulunkulu. That's who he is. The word is the one that we believe in. That's why lize lithi zikaNkulunkulu, we were born again by the word of God, by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which is Christ Jesus. That's how we are born again. So namhlanje ngifuna ukuqhubeka ke, and I want us to talk about the written word. But now I want us to also take this thing sibheke in terms of how we war as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, silwa kanjani, how do we fight our spiritual battles in relation to what is written in the word, but in relation to what the word signifies in our lives, what the word stands for in our lives. Now, we in the past few weeks, we were talking about the belt of truth. We spoke about what the truth is and who the truth is, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But now, when it comes to the truth, the belt of truth, I want us to look at it as a literal belt in the spirit realm. But what does it symbolize or what does it signify in your life? The truth is the word on which you stand, because the belt is the one that holds the sword. The sword of the spirit and the belt of truth go hand in hand. In order for you to be able to handle the sword of the spirit, you need to be able, you need to have the belt of truth intact. If the belt of truth is not intact, the sword of the spirit is going to be too heavy for you. Because when you go into battle, the warriors usually have a belt, and that belt is the one that holds the sword. So that uti izandla zabo, the other one is just holding the shield and the other one is free. And then masaka yahlangana nesitha, that's when they draw out the sword, which is in the belt, or which is held by the belt. So I want us to look at it symbolically, and I want us to look at it literally. Ukuthi liyini izwi likaNkulunkulu, and as I'm explaining what the sword of the spirit is, I want to also explain what the belt of truth is once again, and see how they relate to one another in a spiritual battle. Now, bathandekayo, I want us to The Greek word for the word is the word logos. And this word logos is the whole revelation, the complete idea or concept of who God is and what God stands for. It is the whole revelation. Meaning, Guti, we do not select certain scriptures and say the other ones are irrelevant, but we actually embrace the entire counsel of God, the entire written counsel of God, because the word logos talks about the written word of God. It means whole revelation, the complete idea or concept. So in our study, it is God's word, the complete picture of what God wants men to know about him. And we have found out that Jesus Christ is the word, njengoba ngishilo, that became flesh. That is, Jesus is the express image of God who was manifest in the world. He said that if we had seen him, then we had seen the Father. That is what the word logos means. The word logos is the expression in written form. When you read the word of God, you read the word logos. You read the logos of God. That's why when we confess the word of God, when we speak the word of God, pezwe impilo zethu, and I'm trying not to be ahead of myself, we do what in the Greek word, normally the Hebrew word, elithi homologio, which is to speak the same as the word of God. Logo okushiwo yizwi likaNkulunkulu pezwe zimo zethu. So now I want us to understand what the word, verse number two, the second word for the word is rhema. Rhema is also a Greek word, which means the word, but with a difference, whereas logos means the whole concept or idea, rhema means a specific spoken word of God. For the sword to be effective, that is, for the spoken word to be effective, it must come out of the belt or the word of God, the logos. So what am I saying here? Lalela, as umntana kaNkulunkulu, it is important for you to grow in the things of God. It is important for you to read the word of God on a daily basis. Empilweni yakho uzwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini about specific situations in your life. Let me make an example. For instance, uIsaiah masifunda the book of Isaiah chapter 53, uverse 5 uthi ngemivimbo yakhe siphilisiwe. But mawufunda ngenhla lithi he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That is what the Lord has done. Amen. So in application to your personal life, sometimes you are going through grief, whatever grief it may be, or whatever pain or sorrow it may be. It can be the loss of a loved one. It can be maybe, for instance, a breaking up of an important relationship, or the loss of something that was significant to you. Anything that causes you pain, the way because I specifically also went through something similar, and I went to the word of God and I said to the Lord, "Liti izwi lakho wena, you carried my griefs and you bore my sorrows." And so ngemivimbo yakho, when you were on the cross, when you were being beaten, lapho kungena khona lezi pikiri, by your stripes I am healed. You stand upon that word, and I understand. So in other words, whenever I go through any form of pain, I sober up and realize that, yes, I am going through pain right now. Yes, it is so difficult. And yes, I'm not coping with everything that is happening in my life. However, the Lord has promised me that with his stripes, I am healed. He promised that, yeah, he has carried all of my griefs and all of my sorrows. And then I take this grief and I give it to him. Because in the concept or in the logos, in the concept or in the whole counsel of the Lord, he promised me, Uguti, if you become sick or if you go through any kind of pain, I will carry that pain for you. Let me make another example. Also, secondly, when it comes to maybe the area of provision in your life, you know ukuthi awusebenzi, you know ukuthi awunalo elinye ithemba. I remember recently, I was driving and I was on reserve tank and my finances had dried up for that particular time, for that particular month. And it was so difficult in Pilinium. And I went to the Lord, who is my provider. And I said, uzobonelela ukuthi, what's going to happen? Kule viki leli. Because angisho sinale intaba esibiza ukuthi mampara week. Lapho imali sekungathi ziba dried up khona. But I go to the Lord, who is my provider, because I have an understanding that my job is not my source. My job is a channel through which God is blessing me, but God is my source. God is my provider. So let me tell you, Uguti, when you understand ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini kuleso simo obhekane naso, nokuthi uNkulunkulu ukuthembise ini, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ngaleso simo leso, then you are able to stand upon the word of God. Angeke uze udinge siprofetho, because the difference between logos and rhema is that a lot of people don't believe in the written word of God, because they believe ukuthi I believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu is going to drop a word and direction. And yes, God does speak, but uNkulunkulu makakhulumisana nempilo yakho, ukhuluma in relation to the word input empilweni yakho, ukhuluma in relation to izwi eselikhona enhlizweni yakho olutshalile ngalesi sikhathi kungenzeki lutho. Lezi olufunda namhlanje lizokusebenzela kusasa libe umphako wendlela, bese uNkulunkulu makakhuluma nempilo yakho kuleso simo obhekane naso, bese lelozi kuba yile liqubukayo, bese kuvuka amandla, bese kuvuka ithemba empilweni yakho. That is how the belt of truth works. Then you are able to respond kuleso simo with the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So I want you to know ukuthi kubalekile empilweni yakho ukuthi uma uyongena empini, you need to understand what the word of God says about that particular battle, what the word of God says about that particular enemy, what the word of God says about that particular situation, and what the word of God says to you in that particular time. Esikhathini esiningi uNkulunkulu uhlala athi be still and know that I am God. Uma ngabe ngingazi ukuthi ngiyenzakaleni kufika ukudideka empilweni yami, kufika lokuthi let me be still and know that he is God. Bese ngima net khona lapho nje kuphela. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Next week siyaqhubeka sibheke ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu libaluleke kangakanani empilweni zethu.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.